strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 22nd. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and I'm here again on my own. There's lots to talk about to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. It was day 64 in the house. It was day 64. And, ladies and gentlemen, we have a flip on our hands. We have a flip. Yes. Look, this is what happens. This is what happens. If you, you have no birds and no bushes, you have to be very concerned about flips. I did have a clip from Sunday morning's update that I wanted to show you guys. Just to set the stage here.
Like read a whole bunch of different ones on the back.
And Tommy have a conversation. Six explains her conversation with Jackson. Tommy did by lets them know. Don't worry, guys. Christy's letting them know. I think we're gonna be okay. I've been visited by not one, but two separate spirit guides who have told me that I have the power to change the outcome of the week.
Caitlin Herman Memorial Cop is what they're thinking.
So, I mean, turns out Christy's not dead. She's going to make it.
Yeah, she had a vision this morning that her and Sis would both be staying.
Yeah.
So that'd be fine. It's going to be great.
I can't wait to play this clip back when on Monday afternoon, Christy is like, the universe always works out. And we have to say, you know, she's onto something.
No, don't manifest that. People are already.
She's onto something.
Celebrating. I've already made my pigs in a blanket. Don't ruin this for me.
Man, they'll really have to cancel that party if that happened. Cliff. I told you I was going to play the clip. I was waiting. I was waiting all week. Didn't happen Monday, but. Frail Mary in the chat. No, but the pigs. Not the pigs. Oh boy. Oh boy. All right. So we're going to talk about it. Taco Tuesday turned out to be quite the day. Quite the day changer, the game changer. We started the day with Christy and Tommy. Now, what happened yesterday was we had Taco Tuesday. And as we know, Taco Tuesday is quite the day. Quite the day. Jackson is HOH. He has nominated Christy and Sis. He won the veto. He didn't use it. Christy is his target. But then Taco Tuesday happens. Taco Tuesday happens. Everybody eats their tacos and they start thinking, what have I done with my life? Why am I eating tacos right now? These tacos are so good. It's life changing. The entire house has to change. Tomb in the chat. I hate tacos now. Because of Taco Tuesday and the fact that Christy is very fervently anti-Nick, Christy pitched to Jackson and Holly that she should stay on the grounds that she will be going after Nick. Be going after Nick, and that means that she's not going after Jackson. Nick is going after Jackson and Holly, which was made abundantly clear in his whole Taco Tuesday rant. And so that was what Christy pitched to Jackson and Holly the night before. And she felt pretty confident about that pitch. She feels like she made some decent progress with Jackson. She's going to tell Tommy in the morning on day 64 that she thinks she has Jackson convinced. She doesn't, but she has made progress. Tommy doesn't really buy it. Tommy is upset that she blew Nick up like that. He feels like, what are you doing to me here, Christy? Like, he has already given up on Christy. He's like, Christy's already going home. Now, Christy, why are you screwing up my game when you're already going home? I don't like that, Christy. You're screwing me up. Christy says, no, listen to me. If I can flip Jackson Holly and I get Jess's vote, then I will stay. It'll be me, Jess, you, Jackson, and Holly. That'll be the five. We'll move from there. And Tommy's like, I don't see it. I don't think it's going to work. And Christy's like, I can't picture you not being with me here, Tommy. And he's like, well, I'm sorry. I don't see it. Christy does not want to rely on Jess's vote. It's not a reliable vote. She also needs to make sure that she's actually flipped Jackson and Holly, which she hasn't yet. Obviously having Cliff's support, would help a lot. So that's going to be her next call, later in the day. So then we get to Sis and Cliff. Sis is going to start making her rounds. Sis pitches to Cliff that, hey, Cliff, you got to watch out because Christy's pitching to Jackson and Holly that she should stay because she's going after Nick. So if she flips Jackson and Holly, that means that she has made a deal with Jackson and Holly. And if she makes a deal with Jackson and Holly, then that means that you're not in the deal. And you'll be you and Nicole will be left out, and Christy will be putting one of you up next to Nick when she stays. I was like, well, did Sis just make a good point? Hold on. Cliff is like, all right, cool. Thanks for the heads up. It's not necessarily going to help you, but, Cliff talks to Nicole. Cliff had talked to Nicole. They already think that Jackson is potentially going to change his mind and flip this vote. That if Jackson and Holly want to flip this vote, what do they do? Because they promised Jackson that they would vote with him, and that meant voting Christy out, but keeping Christy in might have been the good thing for their game because Christy seemingly was going after Jackson and Holly. But now Christy might be making a deal with Jackson and Holly, and Jackson and Holly might want Christy to stay. So now they're once again in the position of, do we go against Jackson and Holly to keep somebody that will be going after them? Or do we side with Jackson and Holly? Don't piss them off. Kind of don't piss too many people off. Keep Christy. And then see where we go from there. And so they talk through the options. They feel like if Christy stays, then she will be going after Nick, and that's fine for them. Nick will be pissed at them, at Nicole, especially, for going against him like that. But whatever, he'll have bigger fish to fry. Christy, Jess, Jackson, Holly. Way too many other people for Nick to go after than them. So they're not too worried about that. Tommy, they have to think about. But they're like, you know what? This can work. This can work. If we keep Christy around, it helps keep the sides going after each other. We're not anybody's, you know, initial target heading into the coming weeks. Maybe this can work. Maybe we can make something happen here. Cliff even mentions, you know, I've been thinking about this. It might be worth potentially even just voting separately on this one. That I vote to keep Christy and you vote to evict her so that you stay in good with Nick. And I stay in good with Jackson and Holly, and it helps separate us in the eyes of the house. And then we can work both ends of that. Maybe that's the way to go. And so they discuss that option and how they're going to be talking through the rest of the day about Cliff and Nicole, they're not completely together on this one, that they might vote separately. So they talk through that. Jackson and Holly are going to talk about Sis's campaign. Holly tells Jackson, okay, so Sis has pitched to me that she won't put me up, but did not mention that she wouldn't put you up. Don't like that. She told me that she would put Nick on the block, but that's an obvious lie. Jackson's like, wow, yeah, that's like, that was like when Kat tried to say that she was going to put me on the block. That's dumb. Holly says that, here's the thing, I think if Christy stays, she's targeting Nick. If Christy stays, then Nick is targeting Christy and Jess before us. But if Christy goes, then Sis and Nick are both coming after us. So maybe it actually does make sense to keep Christy. This is kind of what I've been saying for a while. Jackson's like, you know, Jackson is a lot more receptive than he was the night before. The night before, he was like, just not into it. No go. But now he is actively like nodding, saying yes. Good point. I'm hearing you on this one. And we have an intruder. I don't know who this intruder is. It's Brent.
How you doing, Darren?
Good. How are you?
Wait, let me fix my camera so I'm not looking like a giant compared to you again. Jesus. How you doing? Sorry, I said I wasn't going to come on the update. The chat was like, are you going to, because I was in the chat room and they were like, are you going to come on the update? And I'm like, no, I'm not going to come on the update because I was on the Twitch stream last night and then I'm going to be on the show tonight. And that's enough Brent for one day, I really feel like. But then they were like, you know, Brent, we love you. And then you were like, you can come on. And I'm like, oh my God, twist my arm. Why don't you?
Any relevance to the Superman hat right now?
Just my hair looks like hell, so
there you okay. Go. I thought maybe you were trying to say something.
No. I have Superman ball cap and a He-Man and the Masters of the Universe t-shirt in honor of He-Man coming to Netflix.
There
I'm
you
so
go.
Excited about it. Yes.
Yes. So
anyway, where were
so,
you?
As so Jackson you Jackson seemingly a lot more receptive to Holly's pitch to keep Christy now that he knows what Sis's pitch is, which is basically that she'll work with Holly, but not with Jackson. Holly, even there's a really awkward moment where Holly talks about like, yeah, you know, there was kind of like a four person deal, you know, me and Sis and Christy and I don't know who else. The girls working together. And Jackson's like, yeah, I know. She was like, what do you mean you knew? How'd you know? Did somebody say something? And Jackson, who didn't really know, but is just like trying to do that thing where you're like, oh, yeah, I would have guessed, doesn't know how to answer how he knew. He's just like,
right.
You know, I just
with my powers of foresight and my excellent observation.
and Holly realizes that she just put him in that spot and that he's really embarrassed. And so she's just like, all right, well, moving on. Like, we'll right. just, it's
I know
fine.
You're lying, but like, moving on, which I have done in my life before. I'm like, I know you're lying, but let's move on.
Yeah, so that's where they stand right there. And so Sis is going to talk to Jackson and make her pitch. And so Jackson is in particular trying to get out of Sis, like, are you willing to tell me that you're not coming for me?
Which, let's be clear. This is all she has to do is say to him, the guy who holds tie-breaking power this week, there's only six people voting and one of his showman's partners is voting. All she has to do is say, no, I give you my word. I'm not coming after you. Now, odds are you're not going to win HOH anyway. But if on God's green earth you do win HOH, you can just break that word if you feel like it. Who cares? It's Big Brother. This isn't that freaking hard. But this is what happens when you get like literal recruits who really are so stupid that they don't know enough about the show or to study anything about the show going into the house. Like, that is what's getting herself evicted this week. Also, Christie's excellent campaign, which I will give credit to.
Yes. So he tells Sis, you should be concerned. Christy is making some pitches. She's going to go after Nick. People are going to want to hear that they're safe with you, Sis. And Sis is like, you're freaking me out. He's like, I don't mean to freak you out. I'm just letting you know that. I mean, it's like, is there anyone that you wouldn't go after? Like, are there people that are safe with you in this house? And she's like, I mean, I'm willing to go after Nick.
Like a hostage. Okay. It was like a hostage video, Taryn. It was like, okay, say these words. I'm going to go after Nick. That's what you want to hear, right?
Yeah, but that wasn't what he wanted to hear.
Well, I know. But she thinks that's what he wants to hear.
It was like, so he was putting up the poster board with the things that she's supposed to say, but she can't read. And so she's just trying to guess and she's getting it wrong.
Yeah, that's probably a fairer interpretation of it. Yes.
Yeah. So that does not go well for Sis there. In the meantime, Tommy's going to talk with Nick and Nicole about his conversation with Christy. He's doing his, he's continuing on. He still thinks that Christy's a goner. And so, he's kind of just like, yeah, I told Christy that I just, you know, I can't be on board, but he does drop some hints like, that said, I mean, if we could get Christy to be against Jackson and Holly, maybe it would be a good thing to keep her because, you know, she's a strong competitor. She'd be on our side. Like we could, that could be a good thing for us. Nick, though, not really convinced at this point. But I do not doubt that Tommy will continue to push this angle in the future. They also talk about how mean it was of Jackson and Holly to instigate Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, I guess sort of I can see that with the weird morality curve that's in the Big Brother house about, you know, he didn't really encourage it more than anything. He was just like, go out there and campaign. Like, and by the way, let's remember this was Nick that started Taco Tuesday, not Christy. Christy was upstairs talking privately to Jackson. Nick came upstairs and said, keep my name out of your mouth, cuz. And then she's like, you want to do this? Fine, let's do it.
Nick and Christy know each other. They're cousins. Cliff and Christy are going to talk. Christy is going to go to Cliff and make her pitch to him. She asks if he would have his vote. If Holly and Jackson were on board, he says yes. He's already talked to Nicole about this. They do think that it's okay to make this move. He talks about how he respects her game more than Sis's game, to be honest, and that he would prefer to see her in the house than Sis.
Yes, and it is at this point, unless I might be getting my conversation mixed up because I thought he talked with her twice, but he, in one of the two conversations that Cliff talks with Christy, he says to her, yeah, I respect your game so much more than Sis. I mean, Sis, like, yeah, she might get to the end, but she's just like, she's like the doorstop, which is what we've been calling her on Twitter. My friend Cass on Twitter has been calling her doorstop since the beginning. Like, that's the thing. You would think that Cliff is like reading our freaking minds when he said this. I couldn't believe it when he called her that. Oh my God.
Cliff is very much a fan of the show. And, and I honestly don't doubt that there is a part of him that is motivated by this in the same way that we're like, we would love to see Christy go, but at the same time, an opportunity to take Sis out and leave Christy, who's playing hard in the game. Like that makes for hopefully a more entertaining and exciting season. I feel like Cliff feels that way a little bit as well. And if it also makes sense for his game, then great. Or I should really say, if it makes sense for his game and it also happens to coincide with like making for a more exciting game, then great.
And also, I really think that this in some ways is a bit of a close call. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like that this is the riskier play, but I feel like it could work for Cliff and Nicole. The other way has advantages too, and obviously you keep somebody like Sis in the game, but so for somebody like Nicole, taking Sis out of the game, I think is a good move at this point because she moves up. I mean, at this point, she's a goat. Let's be real. She's a goat. She could win the game based on likability alone. A lot of people do like her, but she is effectively a goat at this point along with Jessica. And so taking somebody like Sis out of the game is great for people like Nicole. Cliff, I'm less certain about because I feel like he always goes if he's on the block with Nicole, but we can talk about that.
Yeah, there's a lot to talk about in terms of whether this is a good move for Cliff and Nicole, whether it's a good move for Jackson and Holly. I think that Christy staying first and foremost benefits Tommy the most, followed by I do think Nicole, but only because of some events that happened later in the night, because it could have been dangerous for Nicole otherwise. I think that it definitely benefits Nicole to some extent. I do think that it is a risky play for Cliff, and I'm not sure I love it for him. Mostly because the thing that Christy is able to pitch here and get away with, and the reason why they think it's a good move when it's actually potentially not, is that they do not see the connection between Christy and Tommy. Ever since the wall yeller, they have been very, very cautious of trying to separate themselves so as not to be caught as a know each other pair. And that has worked wonders for them, especially when it comes to this particular vote, because Christy gets to say, I don't think I have Tommy. I don't think he's with me, which helps separate her from Tommy, makes people think that she's willing to separate from him in the future, and even potentially go after him at some point and work with them and be in their 5-4 whatever, when we know that's not going to happen. And that's where the mistake is happening with them when it comes to keeping Christy. And that's why it's probably not a good move for really any of them, except for perhaps Nicole. Not to say that Nicole is thinking all of that through and recognizes that she's the one that benefits, but right. Tangentially, she is one that I think benefits, because with Sis gone, she becomes a better goat and moves up in like Nick's, hierarchy and all of that. So, this house is crazy. And there's a lot of different ways this can go. And really, it could work out as a good move. It could work out as a bad move. I think it does. It probably hurts Jackson and Holly the most, unless Christy actually lives up to the deal that she's making with them, which I don't think she will, but she could, because who knows? So we'll see. We'll see.
I think she could. I mean, maybe I'm being fooled as well by Tommy and Christy separating so much over the last 48 hours on the feeds, but I do feel like they have their own agendas here. And obviously Christy did some things that Taco Tuesdays included that Tommy wasn't really fond of. And I know that they've talked about it afterward. I'm starting to warm to the idea that they, if given the opportunity, would not take each other to the final two if there was an obvious goat sitting there. But that's probably a discussion for a later date.
Yes. All right. So Cliff and Christy finished this conversation. Christy says that she would put Nick on the block, and Cliff is playing up this like, oh, Nicole might not necessarily vote with me, and that's fine, and so on and so forth. But that kind of backfires a little bit here, because Christy then says, oh, it would be great if Nicole voted against me, because then I would just put Nick and Nicole on the block and I'd have a perfect justification, and Nicole would be my pawn. And that, of course, is going to be like, oh, crap. To rethink that one. She says she would absolutely go to the final four with Cliff, Jackson, and Holly and be happy with that, and that maybe she can pull in Jess and Jess can be a fifth or something along those lines. She really, really loves Cliff, and she really regrets not having worked with him in the past, in the early part of the season, because he would have been much better for her to work with. She feels like she would be in a much better place if she had been working with Cliff all along. I do feel that this is genuine from Christy, at least in this moment. The problem with Christy is that she can be genuine in the moment and then a week later change her mind. So but right now she is, I do think, going to be loyal to Cliff even more so than Jackson and Holly. Whether or not she's actually loyal to Jackson and Holly, that's another question as well, but we will continue forth. So basically Christy's goal now is she needs to lock in Jackson and Holly. If she makes a deal with them and they agree to keep her, then Cliff is on board. She can hopefully get Jess, and she knows deep down that she'll be able to get Tommy. So really, as long as she has Cliff, she's good. So here we go. She needs to get Jackson and Holly. That's the next step. She goes up to Jackson and Holly. She pitches to them again, this time saying, Nick is my target. If Nicole votes against me, then perfect. I can put Nicole on the block next to him. And I want to go to five with you guys, you two, Cliff, and whoever else votes with us, whether it's Jess or Tommy. I feel like Tommy might not vote with us, but But he probably will. And if he does, yeah. And if he does, then hopefully we can bring him in and, you know, we can work something out and it'll be great. Jackson says, look, that's a lot more than what Sis said to me, because, there was a lot that Sis didn't say to me. Basically all she said was that she'd vaguely go after Nick, and I don't believe that. And then she didn't make any other promises. She didn't tell me anything else about her plans moving forward. Meanwhile, you are telling me all about these plans moving forward, and that you are willing to go.
If you can trust those plans, that's the key. If you can trust those plans. And also, I'm not yet convinced that they aren't making more enemies by keeping Christy in the house, Jackson and Holly I'm talking about, because Nick, I feel like, is not going to hold Christy accountable. I feel like he's going to hold Jackson Holly accountable for this, for betraying him and evicting Sis and putting Christy against him. So I feel like that he doesn't want to be played a fool, Nick. So I feel like that he might actually go back to Christy and say, let's make amends and let's go after Jackson and Holly. Come on, cuz, let's do it. You know, whatever.
especially with Tommy there to mediate the two coming back together.
But never underestimate Christy's hard-headedness. She's stubborn and she likes to have her own way. She always likes to have her own way.
That's very true. But just to kind of put this into perspective. It was just a few days ago on Sunday night's podcast that Rob was saying, hey, Taryn, what do you think? What do you think that Cliff and Nicole should keep Christy in the game? Because Christy will always be going after Jackson and Jackson will always be going after Christy. And we're like, I don't know. It's maybe a little too cute. But the idea was, and a lot of people echoed this sentiment, that they should keep Christy in the game because Christy is hard-headed and she will never make amends with Jackson. And now, just a few days later, she's making a deal with Jackson and she's going after Nick instead, meaning I could easily see this turning around once more and flipping back onto Jackson, or at the very least not being deadlocked against Nick again, especially if Tommy is there to help mediate that situation. But that's not a guarantee either. She is hard-headed. She is the person that decided to take out Bella instead of Nick when she had the opportunity in Cliff's HOH. And I think that has kind of backfired on her a little bit, because Nick was a more capable player, both in competitions and strategically. But she just had a personal agenda against Bella. And so Bella was the one to go. And now Nick is the one that has survived much longer and is giving her much more of a headache than I think Bella would have. But we'll have to wait and see on that one. So she pitches this to Jackson and Holly. Jackson says, yeah, it's all about what Sis, and the way he says this, of course, is like, yeah, you know about me is that, it's not always about what people do say to you. It's about what people don't say to you. And, you know, I the way that I look at things is that last night, even I haven't been talking to anyone about this. You know, Holly was talking to me and I just kind of withdrew and was thinking about things and, you know, doing my thing. And oh boy, Rob in the chat says, Robin too cute. Not often said in the same sentence.
Well, I think I can do a pretty good Jackson impression myself. Like, I mean, like, look, I got no bird, no bush, and I mean, I'm only one who can count on myself. That's all I got is me, myself, and I. And you know, I just have to tell you that, I mean, you in this house, I'd rather live on my feet than die on my knees. Or, well, what was the saying again? I always get that mixed up. Anyway.
No, it's actually die on my feet.
I know, I mixed it up. Yeah, I know. I kind of intentionally mixed it up. He sounds like a freaking fool when he says this stuff. So, yeah.
Yes. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors and we'll be right back. And we're back. So let's get back to the show. So Christy calls Jackson a genius. Oh, you're such a genius, Jackson, for figuring all this out and putting me in this spot. And now I've got to work with you. And it's you've really done it, Jackson. And Christy leaves and Jackson says, this is beautiful. This is beautiful. And Holly's like, I mean, it could be beautiful. And they talk it through some more. They think it can work. They do. You know, more of the same talking points that they had been making before, that with Christy in the game, it means that Nick is going after Jess and Christy and not them. I don't think that's true. With Christy in the game, that means Christy is going after Nick, which may be true, but has a decent chance to not be true. And again, this is where I feel like they're really not in lockstep with the facts. I can't blame them too much because I think that if Christy didn't have the connection to Tommy, their logic would be a lot more sound. I think that there'd be a much better chance that that Christy would be with them, and a much better chance that that Tommy would really flip from Nick, and that Nick would really be out by himself and targeting perhaps you know, Christy. But because of that connection, I don't think it works nearly as well as it could. And that's, you know, it's hard to be like, oh, what a super terrible dumb move by them. But I do think it's probably the wrong move, and they probably should make a different decision. They probably shouldn't have let Christy get into their head. But you got to cut him some slack because of the whole situation.
Do you think that this is all a case of being bored of the status quo and wanting to make a big move? Like Christy has been the target for so long, and she's been going home for so long. Like, I mean, even in real time, like, the people just saw the episode last night, but we've known she's been going home since, like, what, Saturday afternoon when she lost the veto competition. So, like, they've had 5 days to sit on this and sort of, like, you know, come on, let's move the game along. Let's move the game along. And then Wednesday night or Wednesday afternoon comes along, although Taco Tuesday's helped. But, you know, nevertheless, much of it happened yesterday. And you're like, now Jackson, all of a sudden, is like totally undoing his plan after he won HOH and won veto and said he was going to send this girl home. And that was his goal. And he didn't mind if he lost the game after this. He just wanted to make sure he got Christy out because he didn't want to be had. I man, that is tough for me to take. He's going to, all those diary rooms that he did about getting Christy out of the game are really going to look stupid. On the other hand, I'm sure they're going to hang Sis out to dry on the show tonight with that talk with Jackson to show how bad she was and why he flipped his decision here. But yeah, I'm hard pressed to see it from his point of view.
I think from Jackson's point of view, it's the fact that Holly has all week long, from the second he won HOH, wanted to target Nick, and he has been shutting it down. No, it has to be Christy. It has to be Christy. He's been very adamant about it and has not been listening to what Holly has to say as Holly tries to talk him into targeting Nick instead. And he's been pushing forward. And then when Taco Tuesday happens and it becomes abundantly clear that Nick is targeting them and Nick is not with them, Jackson's like, no, damn it, that was a good point. And I think that's part of why he was so upset the night before when Holly was bringing up those points. I think he was upset that, like, damn it, she was right, and now I have to admit that maybe I was a little bit wrong, and I don't want to do that. And then, so that combined with now Sis making it obvious that Sis is coming for them, now he's like, well, now Nick and Sis are coming for us, and now I'm looking even more the fool for not listening to Holly. And now Christy's coming to us and saying she wants to work with us. Okay. Actually, I've been thinking on this for a long time, and I think that I've come to the conclusion that it's the right call to keep Christy in the game.
Oh, wow. Whatever. You're so brilliant, Jackson.
I really think that's it. I do. I think that's the only reason he was willing to flip on his own stance. That he feels like he's getting, the weight of the world was crumbling in on him with that stance, and he was trying to hold firm, but he was like, oh, let me take this out and pretend that I'm on top of that all that weight.
Yeah, and I just want to say, the reason I bring this up is because Evil Dick's been all over Twitter saying that what did the diary room say to Jackson to get him to change his mind? And I'm like, honey, I love you, old Dick, but, like, from what I'm seeing on the show and in on the feeds, it's all in front of us. I mean, I see from point A to point B to point C to point D how we got to Christy's eviction party being canceled. I see how it happens, and it is, you know, partly her pushing, partly Holly pushing, Sis not pushing, Nick basically reading off his boot list in front of everybody on Taco Tuesday and telling everybody where they fit in on the boot list, making everybody a little bit uncomfortable. Holly said later in the night, sorry if I'm jumping ahead, but I'm not okay with being, you know, I'm not okay with somebody singularly deciding where I am on the boot list. You know, I'm not going to be fifth place. And Jackson's like, well, I'm not going to be sixth place, because this is where Nick had sort of, or Christy had outed Nick for saying things like this. So they don't want to be made a fool of, and I feel like you can logically see it. I guess my point is that I see it more from Holly's point of view because that's what she's always wanted. From Jackson's point of view, it's like it seemed like even in the face of the most serious logic, he was still like, you know what? Because remember, we talked about this. He had tunnel vision. He was too dumb. I don't think Jackson's dumb, but he's too dumb to notice that there might be another option in front of him because he had such tunnel vision about it. We talked about like a bad poker player. You can't bluff them off the hand because they don't recognize that they need to fold. Well, you know, fast forward to Wednesday and it's like, now he sees it, but it's more obvious now. And that's partly due to the bad players like Sis and Nick in the house.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically, yeah, like if you had a hand in poker and you felt like, no, I'm pushing through no matter what, even if I feel like this is a losing hand. But then, you know, other people start showing their cards and they've got some aces
right.
And some kings. And you're like, oh, crap, I've got this crappy hand.
Yeah,
man. No, I'm sticking to it. And then you've got your girlfriend in your ear like, no, seriously, you need to fold here. And he's like, no, I don't wanna. And then somebody just full on just says, well, I've got these pocket aces right here, I don't know about you. He's like, fine. Actually, after having thought about it, I wanted to fold after all, and this is actually a genius move by me, is that I've tricked you into
thank you, Jackson.
So Christy's going to go and talk with Jess. Holly wants to talk to Cliff. That's the end of that conversation with Jackson. Christy's going to go talk to Jess. This is, of course, a very, very long conversation, as they often are with Jess. But the basics are that Christy's filling Jess in. Jess is probably on board at this point, but it's sometimes hard to tell with Jess.
Who knows? Moving on.
Doesn't really matter ultimately.
Doesn't matter. We don't care.
And this is actually bad for Jess, that she is not adamantly saying yes to this, because it kind of leaves open the door for other people to go in her spot there. Whether or not that's actually going to matter for her will be left up for interpretation. But moving forward, Christy is going to go then talk to Nicole. She pitches to Nicole. Nicole's primary goal here is to be like, hey, I am not Nick's puppet. Because Christy almost didn't even bother to go pitch to Nicole because she thought that Nicole would just obviously do what Nick wanted to do. And this is a perception in the house. I've also seen this perception a lot in the fan base that Nicole is just Nick's puppet.
And never been that way.
It has never like way. Nicole has a relationship with Nick. She does care for him to some degree. She does trust him a little bit, but also doesn't trust him,
doesn't trust him a lot much of the time. Yes.
And she is absolutely willing to make moves that don't benefit him. He is not her puppet. He is not her minion. We definitely got that sense earlier in the day when she's talking to Cliff, like, if we keep Christy, Nick is going to be pissed, but whatever, you know, like, that's what we have to do. Like, she is willing to make moves that Nick doesn't like. She is not his puppet by any means, but she does have a relationship with him. It's not the extreme in the other direction either. She's not just using him. She does have a connection. He is good for her game to some degree. And I do think she sometimes feels bad and wants to tell him things that she probably shouldn't.
That's the ticket right there.
Yes. Yeah, she feels, but that's true of everybody that she's
exactly. You know, what I was just gonna say, yeah, she's too empathetic, and she feels things in the Big Brother game, and she feels bad for people, and it just gets her into so much trouble. And like, I stand by what I said last night on your Twitch stream, which is that I love Nicole as a person, but as a player, I just don't see it. She is not a good player. She is actually a bad player, if I'm being honest at this point. I need to see better gameplay from her moving forward if she's going to be crowned the winner of Big Brother.
Yeah, I feel like she has a decent mind for the game, and I think that she showed potential in the early portion of it, but then after the big blow up happened, she just really retreated into herself and started playing scared from that point forward.
And I don't mean to, you know, eulogize her game. She's not out of the house, obviously, yeah. But I'm just saying that I feel like that Nicole, more than anything, is somebody who's guilty of playing Big Brother well on a piece of paper and knowing like, okay, well, yeah, I know to do this, and I need to be careful of this, but the social dynamics, the social relationships of just human beings, I feel like is totally lost on her.
Yeah, I feel like she's
making people feel safe and being able to play balls out, like,
yeah,
you know,
I feel like she's somebody that recognizes all of these things but the execution of them, like, she will do something dumb, like tell Nick or tell Jess or, you know, expose the fact that she's not really solid on a plan. And then afterward be like, I'm so stupid. Why did I do that? Like, why am I always doing this to myself? Like, she just, she can't help herself. She is too, like, emotional in certain moments and empathetic to, and feels bad for people. And then she'll call herself out to the cameras like, oh, I'm so dumb and I feel bad for people and it makes me bad at this game. Like, she intellectually knows what she needs to do, but it's the execution of it that she has completely, you know, fallen short with. And that's what has made her, I think, a bad player in the game. Not to say, though, that she doesn't have a chance to win, because I do think that this is going to potentially benefit her here.
Yep, so, I agree.
She tells Christy that she is not Nick's puppet. She will do what she wants to do, that she is her own person. She is definitely open to keeping Christy in the game. Christy's like, oh, thank you. Like, I apologize for, you know, thinking of you in that way and talking about you in those terms. There's a lot going on, over the course of the night, like a lot of individual conversations happening. I think there are a lot of conversations that we don't even see on the feeds because they can only show two at a time. So, I just want
to showing one at a time. There are three different conversations happening. I retweeted somebody else, and they were pointing out that there are these three conversations that were all happening, all game related, and we were only getting one for some reason.
Yes.
On four feeds.
Yeah. I want to cue that up as we move forward, because there are a lot of times when it's like, they're going to talk about a conversation that, we might not have even seen. So we move forward to Holly, Jackson, and Cliff. They're going to have their conversation with Cliff. They say, they think they want to flip the vote. And Cliff says, I'm with you. I gave you my word. I'm with you. I am with you. I think we can get Nicole on board. I do. Because they were talking about her. And so they talk it through. They think it can work. They want to move forward together in the game. Now, again, Cliff seems to be in a good spot. He seems tighter with Jackson and Holly than Christy or Tommy or Jess would be. He seems tighter with Jess, with Christy than Jackson and Holly are. It's just that Christy and Tommy connection that I think makes this a potential mistake here for Cliff. If that goes the way that I think it might, which is that, once Christy stays and she looks at the playing board and she says, do I stick to my word and stay with Jackson and Holly and go after Nick? Or do I do what's best for my game and make peace with Nick? And be, you know, myself, Nick, Tommy, and Jess, and then kind of run this game.
I feel like there's a way for her to sort of have her cake and eat it too by saying, you know what, Tommy, I want to unite that. I want to reunite with Jackson and Holly, which is what he's been campaigning for since the beginning. Like, let's get the four, like get the five, get the six back together. And so let's do that, because I already have a good relationship with Cliff and Nicole. I don't need to put them up. I love them. I Cliff's my dad. I love him. Oh my God. And then, you know, Jackson and Holly, no need to go after them. They saved me last week. I'm sorry. I have to put Nick up on the block. I'm going to put Nick up on the block with Jess and we can hash it out then. I feel like that's what she'll do. But of course, this, you know, requires that she win HOH, and we have no idea if that's going to be a possibility. Well,
Brent, she's going to win HOH. She said,
"Oh, so. I hope so. I would love."
She's got a photographic memory. We talked about this last night. I feel like we might see a scenario if Christy wins where she puts up Nick and Jess initially, to be like, look, I'm targeting Nick. But then, especially over the course of the week, Tommy will talk her into it. Nick will talk her into it. If the veto is used, and they will probably try to get the veto to be used, then she's genuinely promised every other person safety. So who does she nominate? Well, if I have to start breaking promises, it's going to start with Jackson. And I feel like we could see a Jackson backdoor in that scenario. And that's, again, something that Jackson and Holly are not really thinking through. From their perspective, Christy is going to put up, and we'll get through why they don't think Nicole is going to be put up on the block anymore. But they think that Christy will put up Nick and Jess, which is kind of crazy to begin with. Why would she put up Jess? That's the sort of thing, like, she'll promise that she will put up Jess this week because she needs to stay. But when she's presented with the opportunity, and Jess is like such a loyal number to her right now, do you really want to put up Jess and piss her off? Like, maybe she will. Maybe she will.
Maybe she will. And maybe that cause is helped by Jess being a little bit indecisive with Christy and being like, I don't know what I want to do. Again, Jess, terrible player. I'm sorry I ever thought of giving her a 6 in week 5 or whatever the hell I did that. I was totally snowed by her. Sorry.
Yes. But from Jackson Holly's perspective, it's going to be Nick and Jess on the block. But then what do they think happens when one of them win the veto, especially Nick, who's the target? Are they really going to target Jess? And even if so, if they are going to target Jess, who goes up next to Jess as the pawn? I think from Jackson and Holly's perspective, it's Tommy. I do. I think that they think that she might put up Tommy, or maybe they think she'll put up Nicole, but she's promising she won't put up Nicole. And if she's promising she won't put up Nicole and they think that she might end up putting up Nicole, then that means she's willing to break promises, which means she's willing to break your promise, which means that if she's deciding who to target, Nicole or Jackson and Holly, the choice there is obvious. So I feel like there are some things that they're not fully considering here as they move forward with this. So they're looking at the very, very immediate short term, and they're not even looking past the initial nominations into the veto, I feel like.
And make no mistake, they can put a stop to this plan if they want to. They really can. Yes. Jackson Holly single-handedly can, because they need him to break a tie. And I know that there are more than 3 people currently voting for Christy to stay, but if they get off board, then Cliff's going to get off board. And I have to believe at that point that that's all they're going to need, because it'll be Holly and Cliff and Nick voting for Sis to stay. Jackson can break a tie, so they can stop this plan if they want to at any time today. I still feel like it's on a knife's edge here. I really do. I know that because they're going to sleep on it tonight. They're going to wake up today. Did I really say I'm going to keep Christy today? And then all it's going to take is one little side conversation with Nick and Christy to spook them. You know,
yeah, that's very true. If I were Nick, I would be spending all of my time with Christy.
Yep.
That's how to freak them out. 100%.
It's the truth. And he knows. Oh, we'll get to it. But he knows there's something up.
Yes. And I do want to be clear, too. There is definitely a chance that Christy just holds true to this deal and actually goes after Nick and actually keeps Jackson and Holly safe, in which case this might work out for them. That's her current stance, too. She hasn't told anyone she plans on backstabbing them, outright. This is me just kind of speculating based on what's actually in her best interest and the fact that she tends to be a player that acts in her interest rather than stays true to her word, even when it's bad for her. So it is possible that she stays true to her word, even though it's bad for her. I'm just letting you know. I'm speculating that this is definitely a possibility. And she is definitely getting back together with Tommy. That's not even a question. So Christy and Tommy talk. She tells him that she's got the votes. She thinks she has it, and he breaks down crying. It's like, oh my God, I'm so proud of you.
Are you buying this? I'm kind of not buying it. I'm kind of buying the possibility that he wanted her out of the game because as long as she's in the game, he can't take her out of the game. He's gonna have to have somebody else do it for him, because he can't possibly do it unless he's gonna look like a bad guy to his friends. So he was already plotting about, he's got his goat Sis and she'll do whatever he wants to do. Christy's got a mind of her own, man. And remember, it's not, I mean, yeah, they've been childhood friends and whatever, but they didn't, she dated his aunt for 7 years and they did stuff together. But like, money's money, man. $500,000. And remember, he's out of a job. He quit his job to do the show. So I'm just saying, like, I still feel like that he really wanted her gone here secretly, but just can't say it.
Yeah, I don't know if he actively wanted her gone, but I think he was definitely like, she made her bed and now it's time for her to go and I'm going to prepare my stuff over here. And so he's busy preparing stuff over here and she starts making a racket and he's like, stop, I'm trying to do my thing over here. Stop, you're going home. Right. And then she's like, no, actually it worked. He's like, wait, but I just spent like this whole week building this nice little castle.
Right.
But. Okay.
Screw
okay,
your well, castles.
All right. Okay. So, okay. Oh, I'm so happy for you. Oh, yay. Yay. I'm so happy for you. Okay. Now let me rethink what I got to do. Okay. So I got to convince Nick and I got to go up to Jackson and I got to beg for forgiveness and I got to, I got to figure this out. We can make this work. I think he's thinking we can make this work.
Yes.
Because he can. And I do think this is actually a good thing for his game. If he plays it correctly. But I do think that there's, it's almost like, it's like when you're looking forward to something and then it gets canceled or that it doesn't happen and you're like, okay, well, I feel terrible. Let me try and like think about, let me do something that's not as fun. I'm going to plan something that's not as fun, not as exciting.
Just the thing, like when I was going to be on the Britney show last night and then you bumped me off so that you could take it. And then I was like, you know what? I can just do the Twitch stream and I can do the morning update. I feel like that's what happened. I'm just kidding, y'all. Like this is shade. This is fun. Like this is not serious. People run with it on Twitter.
Yes. So it's like, and then you start like pumping yourself up for the morning update, and you're like, okay, this is gonna work. This is gonna be really fun. I've got lots to say on the morning update, and then it's like, actually, no, cancel that. You actually are gonna be on with it. And you're like, what? But I was looking. But the morning update, I was really, I'd planned some stuff, and it was gonna be there. I was gonna play a clip and. I mean, okay. I mean, I guess, yeah, Britney's great. Yeah, I'll definitely go on with Britney, but now I have to reconfigure my whole thought process again.
Yes. It's not fun, people.
So Nicole, Tommy and Christy talk. Christy says, look, Tommy, I don't want to work with Jackson, but I will do what I have to do to not go out in ninth place and get us to the top two. And so this is, again, this is kind of hints to me that, like, she is not loyal to Jackson and Holly. She is doing what she has to do this week and cutting into next week. Who knows where her loyalty is actually. It's certainly not. She's not loyal to Jackson and Holly. She's just making a deal for her life. She's loyal to Tommy. And we'll see where that gets Jackson and Holly next week.
Yeah. Again, I am with you. I feel like it's going to hold through the veto ceremony. Depending on the outcome of the veto, that's where all hell's going to break loose. So, yeah, I firmly 100% believe if Christy wins HOH, Nick's going up on the block. I just don't know who's going next to him. I think it's probably going to be Nicole. I know that they've talked about it. Could be Jess. I really don't know who, because it's not going to be Tommy. So it's like, well, who can it be then? Am I missing somebody? I don't think like I am. There's only eight people left after this eviction. So
exactly. And she tells Tommy, because something else that happened was that the screen in the living room turned to BB bird watching, I believe it was called.
Yeah.
This seems to be the lead up to the upcoming HOH, that throughout the night they are going to hear bird calls, and they're going to name a bird, they're going to say something about the bird, and then they're going to hear a bird call, and they're doing their best to memorize these, to study them in preparation for the HOH competition, which we have seen, you know, those drone images of. It doesn't look like a question competition to me, but
We might just see some big background or something. I don't know.
And also, like, this wouldn't be an endurance or like something that would last necessarily into next week, unless they do the same thing that they did with the previous one where they showed like the posters and stuff. So who knows? But
could be something entirely new. I'd like to see something new.
Yeah.
Just saying, Trevor or whoever.
They have done fakeouts before to make the house guests like study things that actually had no relevance. But this does seem timed properly with the HOH that probably is going to be part of the HOH. Also, it's another bird thing.
It's another bird thing. Yeah, right. Which Nicole's had it up to here with the bird things.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, I mean, it could actually could point to the fact that maybe it is just messing with them, because it happens to be another bird thing. And then because of that, like, it's just messing with Nicole and not an actual competition. But we'll see.
And Nicole is aware of this. She's like, I would like to talk to the production person who is putting up all these bird things. Like, first there was like the bird veto, and then the egg, the field trip egg thing, and then Sis in a chicken suit. And
they have to lock these competitions in before they start. Like, they do not change competitions on the fly, from my knowledge of the show. And so the fact that they have so many bird things is quite the coincidence.
Very odd. Again, it's like, really, like, It's just like, it's so odd to pick that.
You know, I what? Mean, they probably knew she was scared of birds when they cast her. That might be one of the reasons why she was cast.
But it's just so weird. Like, so that's how she got on the show? Like, it's so bizarre. Like, I would rather them do like a whole bunch of things with watermelon. That would be more funny to me.
Well, they did put watermelon in Jackson's HOH room.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But yeah.
All right. So because this is a bird watching competition, Christy says to Tommy, I'm winning this HOH. My backyard is back, basically a bird watching sanctuary or something along those lines. Apparently she has a lot of expertise in bird watching and she has a photographic memory. So this is definitely Christy's HOH to win. So she says.
Yep. Last words.
Yeah. She also said she had a photographic memory. And then when they did a competition where they had to study photographs, she did not
do
well.
She was nowhere on the playing field.
All right. So Nicole, Jackson, and Holly, they talk. Nicole continues to say, I'm not tied to Nick. She talks about being on board to keep Christy. They solidify that. There's a lot of like just checking in, like, okay, does this make sense? Are we gonna do this? Yes, okay. I'm not Nick's puppet. Okay, I believe you. Nicole talks to Cliff. Cliff says, I think it's okay to go this way. Best not to piss off Jackson and Holly. There aren't too many downsides that I can see. And that's because you can't see Christy and Tommy. And this is absolute confirmation that that nobody heard the actual message of the wall yeller, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
So Nicole says she is concerned because she is hearing that Christy is saying that she'll put Nicole on the block next to Nick. She's hearing that that Christy's final five with Jackson and Holly includes Jess and Tommy and not Cliff and Nicole, which that is a much better final five for Christy. And that concerns Nicole. And so Cliff is like, well, let's try and figure it out. We'll talk to Jackson Holly. We'll talk to Christy. Tommy talks to Jackson Holly after his conversation with Christy. He goes up there. He's like, something's going on. Please. Can you please tell me if something is going on? And Holly's like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. And Tommy's just like, I just really need to know. I just love them both. And I just want to know if something is happening. Please just let me tell me one way or the other. Please tell me one. You tell me.
Oh my God.
So what's happening?
He is so pathetic. Oh my God. Have a little dignity for heaven's sake. God.
He basically begs them to tell him what's going on. He then is going to talk to Jackson and be like, Jackson, who's this Nick person? Do people think that maybe I'm attached to some person named Nick? I don't know who Nick is. Look at my phone. I don't have any Nick contacts here at all. I don't know if you recall, but when we pitched to you about the veto being used, we did not include any Nick in that pitch at all. So that tells you that my loyalties do not lie with this Nick person that everybody's targeting now. I just want to make sure it's very clear that me plus Nick does not equal Tick or Nami. In any way, there's no foot things have been happening. No cuddles have been happening. I don't even know who this person is. I am not attached to Nick.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. And then, like, again, it's at this point where Jackson's spidey sense should be going off. Like, are you really buying this? Like, or maybe he doesn't care.
He does buy it. After Tommy leaves, he talks to the cameras. He's like, I think I'm doing good. We split up a final four. Now Tommy's coming to me. Now, you know, we've got Cliff and Nicole. We've got Christy. And we're in the middle of everything here. This is perfect. I've got this.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hope there's the knockout competition tonight. I'm hopeful that that's what this is, mm-hmm. because then I don't think that Christy wins that. I feel like she'll get knocked out by Nick or anybody. I feel like people, I don't know, Cliff and Nicole would want her to win that. It's so hard to predict these people and what they would do if they were in a knockout competition. Interesting.
Yeah. Would be interesting. Yeah. Cliff is going to go to Christy. And this surprised me because Cliff just kind of pulls Christy into the storage room and he says, look, Christy, I'm a lot closer to Nicole than we let on. and I cannot let her touch the block. If I'm going to make this deal with you, if I'm going to, you know, be on board with this, I need to know that you are not going to, it's not okay with me that you put Nicole on the block. And I was like, whoa, coming on strong, Cliff. Oh boy.
It was odd.
Just earlier in the day, he had been talking about trying to separate himself from Nicole. That backfired. And so now he is trying to make sure that Nicole does not see the bad end of this stick. Christy says, oh, wow, I didn't realize that you were a package deal. But if that is the case, I absolutely am willing to promise not to put her up on the block if I stay. You know, Jess might vote for me to stay. But if Nicole votes for me to stay, because despite her connection to Nick, that says a lot more to her character than Jess, who's just kind of wishy washy. And so she implies that Jess would be her nomination next to Nick if that were the case. And Cliff says, look, I know I'm risking my game here, but I cannot leave her unprotected. I can't do that to her. And Christy says, I you know what, Cliff, I respect that. I respect that a lot more than if you had said otherwise, which I'm sure is true in the moment. But again, this is basically Cliff has been working very well in the house. He has been gaining a lot of credibility. He has been gaining a lot of social capital, a lot of win equity in the house. And in my view, he spends some of it here in order to protect Nicole. And it is necessary for him to protect Nicole because, again, he has that final three problem and he needs either Nicole or Jess or both in the final three. But he really came on strong in this moment, and I'm not sure that this was the right call. I don't think it will impact his game in the immediate future, but it is something that Christy will remember a couple weeks down the line when she's looking at, like, can I pull Cliff? He's not willing to abandon Nicole.
Yeah, and we don't know that Nicole feels the same way. That's the thing. And Cliff has said something to the effect of, you know, I told Nicole, and I maybe you can clarify this for me. I listened to this twice. I still didn't quite get it. He said, I told Nicole that I would never put my game before her. Now, later on down the line, maybe. So what was he talking like? So for in the here and now, I cannot put Nicole's game before, I cannot put my game before Nicole's game in the here and now, but later on down the line, I might be willing to. Is that what he's saying?
Like, the way that he tries to play it off later and you know, a little bit to Christy is basically like, hey, I've got to look out for her. I don't feel right leaving her in the cold. But moving forward, maybe things would change. But I feel like he's going to talk to Jackson about the same thing. I feel like that's the correct way to do this, and that's the way that he managed to convey it to Jackson. But to Christy, I feel like Christy heard the message, I am never going to abandon Nicole. I think that's what she's going to remember from this, just because of how forceful it was. I think that Cliff knew this was not the optimal move for him. I think that he genuinely is just doing it to protect Nicole because he doesn't want her to be in danger from this move. I said on Twitch last night, I was like, I think Cliff's inner dad is showing here. I think that he just can't leave her out to dry.
Yeah, I guess that's what's happening. You can never discount human emotions in this game. People do crazy things for crazy reasons. So I guess that's what it is. I kept looking for a game angle for this, and I just couldn't really find one. So
yeah, I mean, like I said, I do think that it's vital that Cliff keeps Nicole in the game, but I think that it's not
worth.
She
would have stayed in the game, though. I don't feel like right. We needed to spend the credibility here.
Well, I think if she goes on the block next to Nick, that is a dangerous spot for her, theoretically. But I agree. I think that it's not worth going this hard to try to keep her off the block, especially when absolute worst case scenario, she does go home. Jess is just as good in the final three, if not better, in the sense that he can maybe beat her in the final three. I don't love this one here from
Cliff, I don't
either, as a game move at all. And I do think this might come back to bite him. I think that, you know, if Cliff ends up losing in, let's say, like sixth or fifth place.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
I'm betting that it's this moment that causes it. So Jackson and Sis are going to talk. Sis wants to check in with Jackson. She says that, you know, hey, I like, what's going on? Is everything all right? Jackson says, I'm not going to tell anyone which way I'm going. Not going to tell anyone. And Sis is like, what do you mean you're not going to tell anyone? Earlier today when we talked, you said that your target hadn't changed, and now you're telling me that you're not going to tell anyone.
You told me
that,
I was a pawn.
That you, I don't understand what you're saying to me, Jackson. It sounds to me like you're saying that things have changed. And he's like, no, I'm not. I'm just saying that I'm not going to tell anyone. She's like, that's not what you told me before. You told me I was going to be a pawn. She starts crying. There's a lot of crying yesterday.
A lot of crying. Yes. It was at this point that I was like, oh my God, like, does she care about this game at all? Like, I mean, like, and I mean, like, I previously had thought that she did not. And now it's like, oh, so I can't tell if it's just that she cares about the game or if she just more cares about her pride. Like, you're actually going to evict me over Christy?
But my social game.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. Yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with the game.
I thought if I got voted out, it would be because I told people to do it, not because I told them not to and then they did.
Yeah, it's a lot more hurtful when you're not asking for it and they do it anyway.
So she is going to start crying. Jackson's like, oh, I didn't want you to cry. She goes downstairs. She ends up, crying with Holly, who cries with her.
By the way, sorry to stop you, but people on Twitter were like, you know what? Jackson is the only person that can keep a blind side in. Wrong. All he had to do was lie to her face. Oh, yeah. Right there. Like, he couldn't keep a blindside in himself. So what are you talking about? Like, yeah, nobody in this house could
keep. He is the one that spilled the beans to Sis, sure.
Yeah. All he had to do was tell her, nope, everything's good. You're still the pawn. Everything's good. Chris is going home. All he has to say. Because we were looking at a good blindside. Of course, I think she would have found out anyway, but be that as it may.
Yeah, well, Nicole is the one that ends up telling Nick, as we'll talk about very soon. But Sis runs downstairs. She cries with Holly. She ends up getting comforted by most of the house throughout various points.
Christy comforts her.
Yep.
Sorry. Sorry,
Chris. What I gotta do.
No more team hots.
Nicole is then going to talk to Nick and give him the heads up that things are flipping. He is obviously not a fan. He's going to spend a little while trying to talk Nicole out of flipping, trying to talk Cliff out of flipping, saying it doesn't make sense, that they can't do it, and trying to be like, no, you guys will be on the block next to me, so on and so forth. But it's not really going to work here. He does ultimately, though, the basics are he's upset about it, but he is not angry in the way that some people anticipated he might be. Tommy has already kind of done some of this work on Nick to guilt trip him into being like, this was your fault, Nick. And so Nick kind of feels like, I failed you guys. If you need to do what you need to do with this vote, I understand. I screwed up and I'm still with you, you know, no matter what happens. So he basically gives him his blessing.
Yeah, he recognizes, Nick does, that he screwed up during Taco Tuesday and outed his game. And he, you know, Tara and I talked about this on the Twitch stream, but and maybe we talked about, I know we didn't talk about it on the round table, but I think we floated the idea about it on the round table about getting people to talk, blowing stuff up, and they might reveal too much information. In fact, a lot of this information was just stuff that Christy revealed and then he just agreed to and said, oh yeah, but people know that. Oh yeah, but people, well, actually, people didn't know that. They might have thought it or they might have heard it, but they didn't know it. And that's a big difference. And she got him talking, revealing stuff, and he realizes he screwed up.
Yeah, the clever way to do it, not to say that this is what Christy was doing, but is, you know, usually when you get into an argument with somebody, they become very defensive and they, you know, cling to their own points. And so if you start with, hey, you're a liar, you don't tell the truth, and then they're like, I'm not a liar, I tell the truth, like that's their first point that they're sticking to, then you start talking about things and you say things that are the truth, they're a lot less likely to deny them because they stubbornly want to prove their first point, which is that they're a truth teller and not a liar. And so all of a sudden they find themselves admitting to things that they otherwise would have lied about. And so that's, I definitely think that's part of what happens here with Nate. People have been calling him a liar for so long that he really wants to be exposed as a truth teller. And yes. So he is not going to deny these things when they come up.
Run the tapes, run the tapes.
So it really, really did sort of backfire on him there. And he recognized that and he's willing to accept that, you know, hey, if you guys want to vote the way that you want to vote, that's fine. Jackson, Holly, Cliff, and Nicole are going to get together in the HOH room and they all agree to move forward as a four with Christy as their fifth. And they think that's going to work.
Oof.
So what's their plan? Putting Nick and Tommy up on the block? Is that the plan? Because I know that Holly still says she loves Tommy, but she doesn't trust him.
Yeah, again, so they don't really talk about the future. They talk about Nick is basically what's happening is the entire house now with Tommy, you know, talking to Jackson about this, too. The entire house is coming together for a truce to put up Nick and send Nick home. But nobody's really agreeing on who's going to go up next to Nick. And definitely nobody's even thinking about what happens if Nick wins the veto or if somebody wins the veto. And
let's be clear. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you, but let's be clear about this foursome. They did shake hands, but there was no alliance and there was no motto or whatever the hell, handshake, secret signal, blah, blah, blah. I mean, there was a handshake, but not that kind of a handshake. It was a lot less formal than I would have liked it to be for these four. Because Cliff was talking about he wants it to be transparent. And I feel like Cliff's angle on that was that he knows that if it's transparent that the four of them are working together, that him and Nicole aren't going up on the block. It's going to be Jackson Holly. So I feel like that's Cliff's angle. But I don't know that he got the transparency that he was looking for, Taryn.
Yes. And so, again, I don't feel like they're thinking through they're not thinking through what happens, who goes up next to Nick. They're not thinking through what happens if the veto is won. They're definitely not thinking through what happens after Nick leaves. They're thinking that, I guess Christy will be with us. I guess we'll, toggle between two final fives or something, but that's definitely not going to be the case. They don't make any solid plans. And so, after Nicole and Cliff leave, Jackson and Holly say, I don't think this is Christy's preferred Final Five. I think Christy's preferred Final Five has Tommy instead of Nicole. So Christy's Final Five is us, Cliff, and Tommy, and not Nicole. Are we in two Final Fives?
Yes, they are, but they're not. Neither one of them are real because both of them include Christy. And Christy had just told Tommy, not 2 hours earlier, I don't really want to work with Jackson and Holly, but I have to for right now. So just bear with me. So no, I don't feel like they're going to have to deal with this fact that they're in two separate Final Five alliances or Final Five groups for very long, because I feel like they're going to be betrayed.
Yes. Jackson says, I went from no bird, no bush to too many birds, too many bushes. Actually, Jackson, those birds and those bushes, they're
not real. They've flown the coop. They've flown the coop, Aaron.
You only think that you have them.
What's the phrase? If you squeeze too tight, the bird will crush it. If you hold it it'll fly away. I don't know. Whatever. Moving on. It was a Jackson metaphor. What do you want from me, people?
What is it? One in the hand is worth two in the bush. Is that,
yes, but he has no bush.
Exactly.
So he says,
I feel like he's really not understanding the purpose of that phrase here. It's because he doesn't actually have one in his hand. He's hoping for the two in the bush. Yes. So that's where they stand there. Nicole is going to talk to the cameras late into the night. She tells the cameras, again, all this stuff about, I recognize that I'm dumb sometimes and I tell people things and I shouldn't, and I feel bad for people. She says, I don't think I can put Nick on the block if I win HOH. I don't think that that's what I want to do. And so what does Nicole do if she wins? I don't think she knows.
Tommy and Christy?
I wouldn't be surprised. That's really the only other option. So I would not be surprised at all if she put up Tommy and Christy. So that would actually be the best move for her game, too.
She might walk into it just by virtue of the fact that she can't betray certain people.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we got to win some first, so wake me up when that happens.
Yeah, so we went into this week with three sides and all sorts of, you know, weird interplay, and it was really even and fluid and all of that stuff. Now we're going into the end of the week. You know, it was interesting watching the sides try to, like, maneuver themselves into the middle position between the other sides. And because everyone is trying to do that and everyone is on the same page of trying to do that, we've now entered a spot where everybody's just kind of globbed up into one big group, excluding one person. And we're heading into next week with this big glob of a group that is not solid at all. And who knows where this goes when the cue ball goes and breaks them all up.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to break down into common bonds again about the people that have always been with each other are going to be with each other. The only question I really have is, where does Cliff and Nicole, where do they fall? Because he's always had a distrust for Tommy. And Cliff, I honestly do believe, would rather work with Jackson and Holly, because I feel like Cliff thinks that he can trust Jackson, and I'm actually with Cliff on that. That I feel like, even though obviously he's changed his mind this week, but I do feel like if Jackson gives you his word on something and shakes your hand, I feel like he'll go to bat for you.
I don't think Cliff trusts Jackson, but I do think he would prefer to work with Jackson than basically what Cliff told Christy was, if I have to choose between, you know, Tommy, Sis, and Nick, and Jackson Holly, I have a better chance to win against Jackson Holly. That's 2 versus 3. I'm fifth place with that other group. So I'd prefer to go this other way. But he has talked with Nicole about how he doesn't trust Jackson's word. But I do think he feels that that being with Jackson Holly is better because there's only two of them versus the kind of grouping over there. And I think that's, again, why he feels it's okay to take Sis out, because taking Sis out means that trio is broken up, because he doesn't see that Christy is still potentially in tight with them. So that'll be interesting to see. And I would imagine that if Christy or that group does target Jackson Holly, it does give them a pretty solid foothold on the game, but it will also clue Cliff into the fact that maybe he now needs to go against them, or who knows what happens, but there's a lot of possibilities, and it's very exciting.
If Nicole wins HOH, Cliff better hold her hand the entire time and tell her what to do. I don't want Christy getting in her head and getting her to do their dirty work to target Jackson Holly after they just agreed to this, because then she'll burn jury votes and then, like, come on. No, and actually, I don't even think that she would do that.
Targeting Jackson Holly would be a game-ending mistake for Cliff and Nicole. Targeting Nick is okay, but targeting Tommy or Christy would be the ideal. I don't think they even know necessarily what they would do yet. So we'll have to wait and see. There's a lot. It's really crazy in that.
Are we wrapping up? Because
we're wrapping up. Go ahead.
There's one thing I wanted to bring up. So Jess was talking with Nicole at the end of the night, and Nicole was letting her in on the fact that, you know, obviously this is where things are headed, and Christy's going to stay. And Jess was somewhat ambivalent about this, and they were talking a little bit more, and Jess said, you know, I just don't like being left out of stuff. Last week when you told me what you did, she's like, I don't think you should have told me that about the 6-person alliance that left me out. And Nicole's like, well, I just told you that because I felt bad for you, that you weren't included in the alliance and I felt bad for you. And Jess is like, yeah, I don't think you should have told me that. I cannot with this woman, Taryn. Like, you have somebody who is literally falling on the sword for you in the game, who's so loyal to you, they're blowing up their own game to help you, to say, I feel bad for you. It'd be like, you know, Taryn, I feel so bad for you. Let me tell you what's happening behind your back. And it's like, boy, shoot the messenger, man. It's like,
don't tell me that.
She's so mad at Nicole for telling her that she wasn't included in a group. And she told Nicole that. Like, we've been making fun of Jess, thinking, oh, she's mad because Nicole told her she wasn't included in the group. No, she went to Nicole and told her that with a straight face. Did you see this? It was crazy talk. It was literally crazy talk. I'm calling my mom and telling her, Jess is a crazy person.
All right. Well, we'll end it on that. It was a crazy day in the house. We are looking at a vote flipped here at the final hour, not the final hour, maybe the second to last hour. It'll be a very, very interesting. A lot is going to ride on who wins this HOH and then where do they decide to go with it. So make sure you tune in for that. I will be live on Twitch today at 5 p.m. Eastern to talk Stockwatch. Although spoiler alert, it's probably Christy's probably the best buy here.
Oh God, yeah. I love the new Stockwatch. I love the pricing. I know I love almost everything about it. But boy, have I been marching with two left feet on it. And I bought Christy last week and then I had $5, then she went down to $3. Now Christy's fine, and sure I won't have to sell, but I also haven't made any money to be able to take advantage of the fact that her price went down. Basically, I'm just gonna have to sit on my Christy stock. Spoiler alert.
You bought it in the wrong week.
Yeah, exactly. I'm always like one week ahead or one week behind.
To be fair, this has been a very, very crazy, 4 weeks, and I think in the past when we've been doing the stock watch, things have been relatively stable, and this is the first time we've had a house that has been all over the place, and so it's a lot more difficult to manage. But that's it's a price worth paying.
Yeah, she's only priced at $3 right now. We basically know she's staying at this point, but it still is dicey. We still don't know. Things could switch at the last minute, and you could be stuck holding the bag. So I'm actually a little nervous about that.
This is true.
Yeah, because think of the feeds. Like,
and talk to Beast about that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, he, Beast, I love you, but you did something stupid with, with the Sam thing. I mean, Sam wasn't like, come on, that was such a shot in the dark. It was, the beginnings of it were happening, but we never got any confirmation of it. That was like very out of character for him. I was like, what was he on that day?
He wasn't in first place, and it was eating.
He was gnawing at him. Yes. Yeah. No bird, no bush.
No bird, no bush. Yeah, and then he thought he had two birds and two bushes, but it wasn't the case.
9-0. You're wrong.
So tune in to today on Twitch, 5 p.m. Eastern. I may go on if something's crazy going on the feeds today. Probably again tonight after the podcast. Make sure you tune into the podcast after the episode tonight. It will consist of Brent and Caitlin and Rob, and they will be talking through everything that happens on it. Should be a fun one. We're going to get Taco Tuesday and the flip. So yep. This could be a really fun episode.
I'm psyched for Caitlin.
Drama and strategy.
Yes, I'm psyched for Caitlin. I'm also psyched for Rachel Swindler on Twitter. She saw that Christy is staying. She's like, more material? Oh my God. I'm like, yes, we're here for it.
Yes, so tune in for that. Of course, I'll be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. And I think that is what we have for you. So, man, it's a crazy time. Crazy time in the Big Brother house. Thank you so much for joining us. You can find me on Twitter as well, @ArmstrongTaren. You can find Brent @OneLuckyGay. And I'll see you next time.